Okay, polynomials in zero knowledge proofs. Let me actually talk you through this one. Quick hello first. I am the guy who has been in blockchain since 2016 and has shipped real zero knowledge code. And the reason I am doing this is simple. Most of what is out there does not compile, or it assumes you did a PhD in algebra, or it is AI slop that looks fine until you run it and it falls apart. So this is the opposite of that. No PhD, the code actually runs, and I explain it the way I wish someone had explained it to me. One word on the scary names before we start. You are going to hear things like fast Fourier transform, KZG commitments, univariate polynomials over finite fields. I throw those names in on purpose, not to show off, but so that the day you open a real white paper and you will, none of it looks like alien text. The code itself is Rust Edition 2024 using ArcWorks, and as I record this in early 2026, it compiles and runs exactly as shown. This is the first piece of 8. We start here, polynomials over a finite field. From there we go to roots of unity, then execution traces, then interpolation with the FFT, then putting constraints on polynomials, then packing everything into one polynomial, then commitment starting with KZG, and finally the actual proving and verifying. Sounds like a lot. It is. But by the end, you genuinely get how this works instead of copy-pasting a circuit and hoping. So, polynomials. You remember them from school, the thing nobody ever told you while you were learning. Turns out they are the building block underneath all of this. Here is the way to think about it. A polynomial is basically a data structure, close to an array. The only catch is it stores numbers, not text, not booleans, but everything is bits underneath anyway, so that is not really a problem. And the bonus is you can force rules on what is allowed to sit where. Today, we only care about one half of that, storing data. The rules part, the real logic, comes later. Let me give you a concrete one. Take the polynomial 2x cubed minus 15x squared plus 28x plus 96. Looks like nothing, right? Just an equation. But feed it the numbers 3, then 1, then 5, then 2, and the answers come back as letters and spell a little word. That is the whole trick of encoding. The x values are your indices, and the polynomial is where the data lives. Later we hide logic in there the same way. Now the lemma everybody name drops, Schwartz-Zippel. Do not let the name scare you. All it says is this. Two different polynomials will almost never land on the same answer at a random point. If you have used hash functions, same vibe, different inputs basically never collide. And here is why you care. If I want to check that you really have a certain polynomial, I do not need the whole thing. I ask you to evaluate it at one random point. You hand me one number, I compare, one number, entire polynomial, done. How unlikely is a collision? Less than 1 in 10 to the 76th. That is so close to impossible, it is not worth thinking about. So when I say almost never, I basically mean never. Okay, one thing that throws everybody the first time they print one of these. You write minus 15 and the program prints back a monster 77 digits long. And you go, what? That monster is minus 15. It is just minus 15 in modular arithmetic. Let me shrink it down so it makes sense. Normal numbers run forever in both directions, a straight line. In modular arithmetic, you only get a fixed set of numbers. So instead of a line, they bend into a circle. Say you work modulo 29, you count 0, 1, 2, all the way up to 28, and then instead of 29, you are back at 0. And if you go backwards from 0, you do not hit minus 1, you hit 28. So now ask, on that circle, which number behaves like minus 15? It is whatever you add to 15 to get 0. 15 plus 14 is 29, and 29 is just 0 on the circle, so 14 is your minus 15. Exact same thing happens with the real curve. The number is just gigantic instead of 14. And why do we even care about this wraparound math? Because it has one property the whole field leans on. Going forward, multiplying and taking powers is easy. Going backwards, the logarithm is brutally hard. That gap, easy one way and painful the other, is what zero knowledge security is built on, and we see exactly how when we get to KZG in post 7. So step back for a second. What did you just do? You did arithmetic with polynomials over a finite field, specifically the scalar field of the BN254 curve, all those intimidating words, and you just use the thing they point at. Next time, roots of unity. The question we answer there is how you actually get data into a polynomial efficiently, and the answer is a set of numbers called the roots of unity, which again sounds way scarier than it is. Before you go, a word from this post's sponsor, which is me. If you want me to walk you through this on real Rust code, I do one-on-one mentoring. It's at rustarians.com/training. All right, that's the ad. See you in the next one.